Everybody, welcome back to episode 2 of Podcast Lost in Space. And yeah, we ran long for the last one too. We'll hopefully not do that this time. We'll see. So for all of the people who are getting annoyed by all our tweets and Facebook posts and wondering what this is, we are, once again, a website more or less focused around a whole bunch of millennials figuring out life and just kind of figured we're everything we do kind of catches fire at times, and you should come watch us do it so you don't have to have that problem. My name is Alexander. I'm the starter of this whole crazy thing. In the Seahawks jersey, we've got Alyssa, my little sister, who gets roped into all of this. In the one static picture, we have Doc.
Hello. If you're just joining us for the first time and want to know, like, our roles, if the website is the movie Demolition Man, Alex would be the star, Sylvester Stallone, and I would be Rob Schneider, in the fact that everyone wonders, like, why am I even here, and what do I even provide, and the answer is, no one knows.
Basically. And then with the phone, who needs to mute it, we've got Newman, Brian Newman. He's going to go by Newman for the rest of the podcast, because I can't call him anything else.
Newman!
And then we've got Seneca.
Hi.
In her kitchen.
Hey, it's a living room kitchen. It's a combo.
I can turn any place into a kitchen. Just give me the proper amount of food, it can become a kitchen.
That's fair.
I miss kitchen.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess let's start this by checking in. How was everybody's week?
Good. I had 2 big tests, and I was scared shitless for my art history one, but I think I did good, because I had to know 30 different pieces of artwork, where they come from, their dates, and all that. I
that
know
awful.
We're going to talk about this later, but I did dishes. I washed my sheets. felt a little homesick yesterday, especially because Mom was out and about with Dad, and then you were over at their house, and so, but it was all cool. I went out to eat, and then it was all better.
Doc?
Me? Oh, man. Standard week of work, for the most part, but then I ended up joining Twitter for the 3rd time, and actually going to try and put forth an effort for once, because it's always been like, oh, PAX is around here, I want people to know that I'm still alive in some way in the Twitterverse. But then I also ended up going to like a bunch of friends' birthday parties and housewarming parties, played a lot of Super Fight. Have you guys played that card game? Okay. Strongly recommend it, because it's very similar. Like, you have the same amount of fun as like when you play Cards Against Humanity, you know, because we're millennials. We all love that game. Super Fight is an argument game. And it kind of includes everybody in the group.
I've seen this.
Which is really cool.
That's cool.
So what it is 2 players. You have a bunch of character cards and attribute cards. You play a character card, which can range from anything, and they have a bunch of expansion decks that add a bunch of like wackiness and anything like that. And then you also play attribute cards. So like I, the other day, had Jack Bauer was my character card. And the attribute card that I had, the best one in my hand at that point, was that he was in a giant hamster ball. And so that is now my superhero that I have created. And then there's another person who will create their superhero. In their case, it was the Pope with laser eyes. And then you have to argue as to who will win in a fight.
Oh, nice.
And everyone who doesn't have a card in play is a judge. You can change the rules to however you want. I know people that will do only random draws. So you randomly draw a character card, randomly draw an attribute card. I do 3 and 3, so you get to choose the best out of the 3 you draw. Judges don't have to be silent. They can start asking questions. They can pose ideas. They can throw, like, oh, what if the laser eyes are affected by this and anything like that. There's a lot of crazy arguments you can have, and it's very engaging, and it's a lot of fun.
Did you pick this up at PAX? Because they've got always a big booth up in the indie section on the 6th floor.
I picked up my personal deck at PAX. I also picked up the R-rated expansion deck, so it has like a bunch of R-rated cards that you get to throw in. And then I also recommend to anyone picking up location cards as well as scenario cards, because location cards, they'll definitely play a huge factor into the game, because I had one where it's like, oh, I am Aladdin with spider-like abilities and can climb walls against a Minotaur with a flaming sword, and it changed the setting to a Renaissance fair, where I think the Minotaur would actually have the upper hand. And there's all sorts of other things that come into play that can totally, like, just rearrange the argument. Like, I've had, like, winning characters totally be screwed up by either settings or scenarios. Like, all of a sudden, all the fighters are babies. And, like, all sorts of wackiness. It's tons of fun.
Nice.
We have a Cards Against Humanities tournament in my dorm.
Ooh.
Brandon and I are so excited.
I got sick of that game so quick because I'd see
you
all the cards.
You shut your dirty mouth, Alex. That game is great.
I'm not saying it's bad. I said I got
bored. Blacker box.
Have you seen the biggest blackest?
I can only play it like...
Like bag or something that they sell too?
No, I have not seen that one.
Ryan, how was your week?
Nothing too exciting. Went to work. I'm actually...
Oh. What? Ryan, you froze.
You froze for a sec.
Newman!
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Maybe.
Try one more time.
Stop.
Hello?
Talk.
Are we good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that in, like, the exact same place, too, where it froze? Yeah.
Not okay, only do we get to fuck with Newman, but the internet also gets to fuck with Newman.
Apparently.
Right. I'm trying to say something again. Stop downloading your porn.
What?
All right, Seneca, how was your week while Ryan fiddles?
Well, after that, pretty good. New job.
Jesus.
Wait, there's two Newmans.
Hold on.
Two Newmans. Will the world survive? my week was pretty good. Brand new job, dealing with all that stuff, doing a lot of certification training stuff, so I feel like I'm going broke getting ready for the new job. Lots of GRE, and after this podcast, I'm actually going to be driving down to AFK and doing lunch, dinner date with friends, so that's going to be pretty cool. Good week, just busy.
One second. Nice. I had a weirdly busy week. Newman, by the way, I muted you just to make sure you didn't freak everything out, so you're gonna have to unmute yourself. But given that, like, it's my last 2 weeks right before school starts, and I just told my job that I work with the chess company that I quit, and so they took me off almost all the scheduling, which was kind of appreciate. Kind of like, I didn't say I was gone today, but I did get a nanny job.
Yay!
Officially, assuming my references don't decide I'm a horrible human being. Which they shouldn't. So that'll start up soon, and then I've got school next week, which is going to be...
Alex is going back to school!
100 level courses at Bellevue College.
Yay.
Wow.
Back to Bellevue? Really? You're coming really full circle now.
I am. I've got to clear some things so I can go back and get my master's. I've got to clear, like, master's prereqs. So yeah, I'm back at Bellevue taking 100 level history classes.
Back to playing good old games of 13.
Yeah, a lot of card games from that era. And then I picked up World of Tanks this week. A little bit.
Ooh, which,
World of Tanks. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that a free-to-play game?
Free-to-play game. I'm not a huge fan of the progression model, because it takes forever unless you pay them money. Shocking. Newman, mute your phone. And turn off the silence thing. That buzzer is really loud.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game, and the damage modeling is really impressive. Like, things... I got hit on my front armor, and I didn't take any damage, but my driver got knocked out.
Fixed it.
Because the way the impact hit, and things like that. It's really an interesting game. And for free to play, it's not terrible.
For a game like World of Tanks, you think that... Like, I mean, there's a lot of experience. Oh, Newman, you're killing me now. Okay, so for World of Tanks, there's a lot of people that have already been playing it 4 years and are super experienced. Do you think that people who have never played it will have an easy time trying to get into it, because I played it at PAX, and I consider myself a pretty seasoned gamer. I've played a lot. Don't do a lot of PC stuff, though, so that was pretty jarring playing PC. And I got my ass handed to me left and right.
I think it has a somewhat still fresh influx of people. So that, like, you go in, you play a tier 1 tank, and you're mostly against other tier 1 tanks. And so a lot of people don't quite understand what they're doing. But really, it's worth going into with friends who know what they're doing, and they can tell you, oh, this is a heavy tank. You don't want to deal with that. Run away from that. You know, here's how the weapon... Because its tutorial teaches you how to drive a tank, mm-hmm. and how to shoot, and then goes, have fun!
Doesn't give you any strategy tips.
No.
So, yeah, that's actually a good idea to make a free-to-play game, make it a community experience.
Yeah, so it's worth going into with some friends. All right, we're going to hit the first little topic, and this came up because it became a conversation with between me and Newman, but...
Newman, I muted you.
Yeah, we're keeping you muted for a lot of the
time. Stop muting me.
Well, you're using your phone now, so there's that. But I put it in the notes as, let me Google that for you. And basically, it's the whole conversation, what happens between conversations now, where, especially me and Newman, we just send each other links. He'll ask me a question, I'll just put it in to let me Google that for you and send it back to him. And it's that whole idea of that kind of casual conversation where you ask somebody, like, oh, what was that actor in that one thing? Has stopped being a normal part of conversation and is now...
Unless you're with me, because I watch every movie that's out there.
Fair. But people just pull out their phone and are like, oh, I don't remember. Let me, you know, and Google it kind of thing. And how that has kind of changed dialogue, especially for us. And I was wondering if anybody else noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Brandon, every time we have a conversation, it's, oh, what's the actor of that one person in that thing, or what happened, blah, 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 and it's just straight to Google, and then it's like, the conversation's over, too. Mm-hmm.
In my experience, it's totally different, because when me and my roommate, we watch a lot of movies, and we'll see a lot of the same kind of character actors pop up, and we'll be like, oh, that's the guy, we remember him from something, and then we actually take the time to enjoy, like, just brain farting our way around it, where it's like, oh, he was in that one movie with the one guy, he was definitely with Ron Perlman in something, but then again, so is everybody, and we love actually just kind of sitting there just thinking about it and kind of freaking out, just like, why can't we figure it out? And then the solution...
Oh, God. Okay, go.
As soon as we fail, that's when we resort to Google. But what this makes me think of is that there's a comedian, Pete Holmes, he has a bit about this where, like, you have a certain thought where it's like, I wonder where Tom Petty's from. And then back in the day, all you could do is just ask people. It's like, do you know where Tom Petty's from? Do you know where Tom Petty's from? Do you know where Tom Petty's from? Then all of a sudden you meet a girl wearing a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers t-shirt, and you ask her the same question, and she says, Florida. And that's how you meet your wife.
Well, yeah, and that's, it's a comedian bit, but it is, that was a lot of the basic conversation that a lot of other generations have had, is, I don't know the answer to this random trivia question, I'm going to ask some people, and then, you know, we realize that we have a common interest, and we're like, oh, hey, cool. And that doesn't quite work anymore because you start that conversation with people and they're like, well, let me just...
I feel like that also depends on who you're with. Because, I mean, some people, like, you know, like Doc's roommate, you know, you're just banter and you just kind of work on organically trying to figure it out. And it's not just actors. It's anything. It's those mm-hmm. random maps or those random memes or recipes, anything. Like, anything. We are so Google-reliant nowadays, but it's not always that way. So, yeah. Because there are certain friends where I don't really want to deal with my cell phone or Googling things. I'd rather just honestly let something pass by if we don't know it or just bullshit it.
See, to me, I need to know things. I cannot stand not knowing something, and it's that instant gratification of, oh, look, now I know this little piece of knowledge, and I just hate not knowing things. So I love Google because it does allow me to not know things. So
shockingly, my little sister's a lot like me in that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we can hear you.
So right about here, I had muted Newman because he was fixing his phone, and so we lost a little bit of conversation, and I apologize for that.
It's also becoming a lot easier to do that with friends versus with anybody else, though, because with anybody else, it's almost become intimate to actually talk to people and bullshit versus Googling.
That's true. It is like, now this weirdly more intimate thing to sit there and try to think about it. And then eventually you go, fine, we Google it, and then everybody goes, oh, right, and you kind of go down the Wikipedia hole, which is a whole other hilarious thing, which is that Wikipedia hole where you're just like, I'm bored, click, oh, that's interesting. Click. Oh, that's really interesting.
And that's actually a really good point, because Seneca's absolutely right, where talking is becoming a lot more intimate out of the fact that most of our conversations are through text message, through Facebook, or anything. Like, this is the most that I've talked to any of you, like, in these two episodes of a podcast that I've done in a long time. And it feels very intimate. And that's the thing, is I remember, like, the first girlfriend I ever got, I first started talking to her through Facebook. It was a nice kind of open window for me, who didn't have a lot of self-confidence at the time, to be able to pace things out and not feel any pressure. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, I feel like conversations are becoming a bit more meaningful nowadays, where it's like, oh, I went over, I sat down, and I had coffee with this person and had a great conversation. Granted, we're not having as many of those, but they do become a lot more meaningful in a way. So it's a bit of a give and take with the way we communicate now.
Yeah. Well, go, Sunny.
Oh, sorry. As the resident psychologist, part of me is like, I have to talk about this. We've become super instant gratification reliant, which is part of the reason why a lot of our conversations are based through Google Hangout, which we're using. Facebook, text message. I mean, hell, I even have one of my friends went to Japan last year to teach English, and I literally could not let go of being able to contact her, and she couldn't either, so we got Line to talk to each other so that we could text. Like
when I was in Costa Rica, I spent a month in Costa Rica, and I, like, was freaking out because I didn't know how I would talk to my parents and all that, and so I got WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And now I talk to my friends and everybody in Costa Rica. So it's like that.
Well, and that's the whole other side of this too, right? The whole, you have a cell phone and you're not answering me. Are you dead?
Yeah,
like,
that just happened.
Right away?
Oh. Yeah.
I feel so guilty when I don't respond and I can, but I'm doing something. Oh.
It also makes calling someone directly a lot more urgent, where it's like, if I'm getting someone calling me, I'm like, oh no, someone must be on fire right now.
Yeah.
Except for certain people, because I gotta admit, like, I love my dad, but whenever he calls me, I'm just like, okay, do I have the time for an hour-long conversation?
That's like our mom.
I think also, it's also within our peer group, right? Like, if our parents call us, you're like, well, of course they're gonna call. That's what they grew up using the phone for.
No.
But if I call Newman, it's because I need to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
You need a direct answer.
And maybe I'm not on fire, but maybe I'm just like, he hasn't answered this question in like 3 days, and I need the answer.
Yeah.
Well, when I first started dating my boyfriend way when I was in eighth grade, he was called my cyber boyfriend because we only talked on text. And like, I was always scared to call him for some reason. I just had this idea that it was, like, this big scary thing to call people. And it's weird for me sometimes to call people. It's like, you only gotta text people. And that's just because I've kind of grown up with texting.
Well, and that's also... We're a multitask generation.
Yes.
All right.
Well, for me, my boss, he's in his 40s, and every time he texts me, he ends every sentence with dot, dot, dot. And I always think that, like, I'm in trouble or something bad or he's being passive-aggressive. And I'm like, I've learned now, like, that it's not true, but the first time he was like, hey, I have to talk to you about something, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, I'm fired before I even got the job.
Communications.
Right. We're going to save that.
His text threads are inspired by Game of Thrones in that every single one ends with a cliffhanger.
Yes, we're going to save that whole conversation about the linguistics of text.
Because we got a new topic?
For next week, because a topic is really useful. So we're going to do a quick check-in, because I know last week we had talked about, well, we're going to check in with Newman and his cooking too. But we had talked a lot about cleaning up after yourself, doing your bed, doing your dishes. So where do we stand on some of that stuff?
I did my dishes. I cleaned my coffee cup, and it wasn't a horrible experience.
Good.
It was only a little bit chunky. Didn't smell that bad. but then I left it soaking with water for like 3 days with soap. But and I was surprised because the soap didn't go away. It was still like all like.
Where would the soap have gone?
Well, like you dissolve, think when you leave, like, yeah, like dissolves, just yeah, turns into water. Like or not turns into water, but it's more liquidy. But it wasn't.
We need to talk about chemistry.
I am scared to take a science class. I washed my sheets for the first time since I've been here.
How long has that been?
Like a month.
Actually, most people in college wash them once every 6 months, apparently, so you're good.
Yay! Brandon washes his, like, every, like, week. It's crazy. But
that's a lot.
That's actually what you're supposed to do, apparently.
I thought it was going to be
I had an ex who always talked to me about cleanliness, because at certain aspects of my life, I am a bit of a slob, but when it comes to dishes, I'm a fully grown male who does them every day. But when it comes to, like, bed cleanliness, I was the worst, and I would go, like, really long periods without washing my sheets. And then she's like, no, you need to do it every 2 weeks. And she was super on my case about it because it was very fair. She has very sensitive skin, and so if anything wasn't washed super cleanly on a regular basis, she would break out. So since she was staying over at my place a lot, it would actually cause her acne to kind of flare up. So she's like, can you please do this for me? If I'm going to be staying over at your place, I want you to clean your sheets on a regular basis so I don't have to keep buying this super expensive acne cream to take care of myself.
That's
fair. A female with sensitive skin, by the way, can I just say thank you, Doc, for actually listening to her and not calling her a whiny bitch or something like that? Like, seriously?
And she's like, you see this acne on your face, Doc? Like, that's because you don't wash your pillowcases. Take care of that. And I was like, all right, fine. I hate acne, too.
Is that true?
Get a lot of gunk on your sheets.
Ryan, when was the last time you did your sheets?
I'm actually doing them today.
Nice. Yay! Go, Newman.
I need to do laundry.
So, and it is about every 2 weeks I start feeling like, ew, these need to get cleaned.
I was just too lazy because, like, my bed's lofted, so it's harder to, like, make. Mm-hmm. So it's just the fact that I didn't want to take them off and then have to put them back on.
Ryan, how's dishes going?
No more ants?
Well, no more ants. Well, there's still, like, a couple stragglers. But, yeah, it's getting better. I just haven't been... Yeah, kind of. I have some dishes I need to do that I just didn't bother doing the other day, but...
That is the bane of dish doing, is I'll let it soak for a day.
Can't do that.
For me, yeah, I never let it soak. I always take care of it on the spot. Like, I just can't wait.
If you let it wait, it just sits there. Because it's easy to be like, okay, I'm just going to dump out the water and... Oh, there's still a little bit of stuff on it. I'll just soak it again.
My problem would be that I'm constantly creating more dishes. So if I'm letting it soak there, then I'm putting more stuff on top of it while it soaks.
Doc,
and then
harness your power to create more dishes. Just magically from thin air, just your ability to create dishes. We need to harness this.
Oh, yes. Yes. We can definitely open up a rival Bed Bath & Beyond.
If you can just magically create dishes, absolutely.
Absolutely. We fully capitalize on the Beyond title, if anything. Like, what's the Beyond portion? Oh, we have a guy in the back who magically creates dishes, like, out of thin air. He controls matter, but only for dishes.
It's not a terribly
useless. The worst X-Men out of everybody.
Actually, you can severely damage somebody with a dish if thrown correctly, so.
Haven't you ever played Smash Bros?
Oh, yeah.
See, I like only having one bowl and one plate and, like, two forks, because then if I need something, I have to do it until I have to.
Yeah, but you live in a dorm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I don't have a sink. Well, that's a lie. I do pile up my dishes in the sink. So.
But it's
like, I have
sink.
A dirty knife out there right now from
Thursday. Toast?
No, I mean steady food, peanut butter, banana, and honey sandwich.
Yep.
It's good.
Seneca, I know you do your dishes.
I cleaned my kitchen for this. Not completely, but because I was like, oh crap, it's going to be in my background. It's that or the futon. I'll clean my kitchen, I guess. I haven't been home for the last 2 days, so yeah.
Usually I clean before I leave.
I meant to, but I kind of got called on a emergency gamer thing, so yeah.
Have we figured out what size Newman's bed is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually looked it up, and I think it's a full, and maybe I just have queen sheets, or my bed last year was a queen, but I was told it was a full.
It's possible.
That's possible.
I need a new bed, though.
There are also sheets that are full slash queen, so that could be the issue.
All right. We're going to run long if we're not careful here. So,
sorry.
We're going to skip me talking about putting my parents in a VR headset. We'll have to save that for next week.
Cool.
So, Newman, what did you make this week?
What was it? Mushroom pasta.
Portobello mushroom.
Portobello.
Mushroom pasta, yes. I do need to find the link for the website that we were using, because it's
I'll hunt it for you.
It's a super useful...
Let me Google that for you.
Right?
I actually have it bookmarked.
I was going to say, somebody has it bookmarked, because it looked yummy. All
right.
That's one of my things.
I can vamp if you want to take time, because I didn't tell my story about my bed sheets. Because, I didn't get into that portion, because I actually do have, like, it's kind of the epitome of my laziness. At a certain point on Thursday, I cleaned my sheets, and I was going to stay the night at my girlfriend's place, and I didn't want to take the time. I was, like, in a rush. Like, everything just finished up, so I needed to lay it out so it wouldn't get wrinkled, and I kind of just laid it on my mattress but didn't actually make my bed. Then I was super busy on Friday, did a lot of work, then I went to the gym, and I worked out really hard, came home, ate, and I got really tired super fast. And so rather than actually making my bed and putting the sheets on, I just curled myself up in a bunch of just random sheets on an unmade bed, and then I fell asleep there just saying, like, yeah, this'll do. Like, I just basically just did a giant lazy maneuver, and I totally had time to, but I just didn't want to. I was just so tired.
I've definitely done that a few times. One time, I was really tired, and I looked at my sheets all piled on the floor, and they were, actually, I had left them in the washing machine. It was a weird day. No, in the washing machine. And I looked at them, threw them in the dryer, turned on the dryer, and pulled out my sleeping bag, and laid on my nice bed. Put myself in a sleeping bag and fell asleep.
I hate sleeping. I can't sleep knowing, like, if I come out of my sleeping bag or if I roll off the thing, I'm going to touch the mattress. It's, like, my biggest pet peeve. When I would go camping in cabins and stuff, like, I would literally, like, just sit there and I'd have to have it, like, sleeping bag pulled over my head because I just, something about touching a mattress, I can't stand. To me, it's gross.
All right. So we've got the recipe. It's from budgetbites.com. Mm-hmm. And that'll be, this one will go up on Thursday, because we're catching up on the other two recipes. So this one will go up Thursday, and then we'll probably have a second one go up Thursday when we decide what Newman's recipe for next week is going to be. Just because we're trying to catch up a little bit on the recipes, and so theoretically we should be able to catch up soon-ish. But yeah, it was portobello mushrooms. And noodles, because he asked for something with noodles and some other accoutrements. How'd that go, Newman?
Well, first of all, looking at the ingredients list, it's like, oh, 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 4 cents. Like, the ingredients list is, like, really stupid, because you can't go into the store and get, can I get just 1 tablespoon of vinegar?
So, by the way, this recipe is actually from my bookmarks. I want to note that the site itself is built to, like, you get some staple items, and then to save money, you use those staple items continuously, or, like, you learn to make your own stuff from scratch. So that's why, because it's built for people who are, like, save money.
That would make sense.
Everybody should have red wine vinegar, balsamic vinegar, like, a couple basic things, olive oil. Yeah. Salt, flour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on the knowledge, too, that you have these
staples.
Well, I have vinegar now.
That's good.
It makes a good salad dressing with some olive oil and salt.
Mm-hmm. I hate vinegar.
Ugh, vinegar is life.
Or you can just keep making this recipe again and again and again.
You'll use it in things.
So, Ryan, start. How did it go?
Well, it went fine. But when I went to actually go cook the noodles, I, like, put the water in the pan on the stove, and then I just, like, I went to sit down for a little bit, and I go back, and I'm like, why isn't the noodles boiling? Forgot to turn on the stove. So that was my...
Nice.
I was like, this is taking forever, and it'd been, like, 10 minutes just of, like, waiting for the water to boil. Didn't turn it on. But other than that, it went fine.
One of the weird quirks about this recipe was that it asked him to roast his the mushrooms ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And so you had to go buy a pan, didn't you?
No, I had to go buy a tinfoil.
And Pam, that's what it was.
And Pam, yeah.
I didn't have Pam, yeah.
Well, no, you could use the meatloaf pan that you used last week.
No, not a pan, Pam.
Pam.
The spray oil.
Like the love interest from the show The Office, Pam.
Yeah, there we go.
I see what
so he had a pan. We don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But I get a text from him going, should I put the pan or on the tinfoil? And I'm like,
whoa. I just did both.
You put it on the surface in which the food is going to go because it prevents a nonstick layer.
It prevents it from burning to the layer.
I'm not a fan of putting Pam on pans. Just saying. Not a fan.
Yeah.
My man.
It makes them weird texture, and then it's hard to really get off fully. Yeah. So.
That's what the tinfoil is for, so that you don't have to wash the pan.
Yeah,
you can afterward. You just take off the tinfoil and throw it out. Or you flip it over and reuse it if you're really weird. I've seen some people do that before.
So did we have any questions about what roasting is? I figured he would not know what that was.
Roasting. Well, I just read the instructions.
Comedy Central.
No.
Thankfully, no. Yeah, it told him what to do.
Okay, good.
In the oven and all of that. Okay. And so this will go up with a, you know, hey, this website, this is all their idea kind of thing.
Yeah,
because it is.
Because it is.
Was there a sauce with it?
Huh?
Was there a sauce with it, or was it just roasted?
It's bell peppers and, like, butter and...
The mushrooms were roasted with you added olive oil and a little red wine vinegar and some salt. Okay. And I deliberately took the pepper out of the recipe list when I sent it to Ryan. Because none of my family cooks with black pepper. So.
Nope.
For shame.
Pepper can always be added
on the
side.
It hurts my mouth.
Yes.
All right. So one of the things we were talking about starting, and I see somebody added it here, is trying to give our group a challenge for the week. Something that we know, like, you know, making our bed every day. Or doing our dishes in a timely manner, as I'm staring at my teacup from 2 days ago. and so who added this? Let's Google that challenge.
That would be me. I added the Google That challenge just because that's kind of related to today's episode only.
That's right.
Since we were talking about Google and information, there is one question that I don't think anyone can Google. It only takes diehard movie knowledge to know the proper answer. And I've asked this to a lot of people. Very few people can get this question right. It's one of my favorite questions. So this can be for the listeners. It can be for you guys. I can give you the answer next week. But the question is, what two actors were killed by all three, an alien, a predator, and a Terminator?
I've never seen a Terminator movie, so.
Oh, I've heard this question before. And I don't think
I've even seen any of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Terminators.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
We need to fix this, too.
I've never seen Titanic.
I haven't either.
That's fine. Not missing.
That's okay.
As a female, apparently it is not okay, though.
Apparently.
That's a long movie.
I've also never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right, that's not okay.
Or what's the Napoleon Dynamite?
Man, well, that's
okay. I've seen that one.
You're not missing much.
I haven't seen a lot of movies, actually.
I like what Doc put here, too, and I'm actually going to run with this, too. Let's try to figure out this answer to this question. Somebody maybe will comment or something as this goes.
Yeah, so this
answer one next week?
For the record, I've heard from my mom that all of her friends thought we were hilarious.
Yeah,
so
I heard
hi,
that
all of my mom's friends.
Is there anyone actually watching?
Yeah,
there's
people
one person
watching.
Brandon's
mom tried to watch, but she noticed after 10 minutes that it was an hour long. But I appreciate her trying.
So also, I'll get to that in a second. I'm also going to add as a challenge for us, it's next time somebody comes, you have that conversation with somebody and they ask a question, you're like, well, just Google it. You know, even if you don't know the answer, instead of going, just, I don't know, you know, try to, like, do that whole normal dialogue thing that used to be the way it was.
Use common sense and logic to try and piece together the answer.
Yeah, and we'll see, you know, and don't have to do it more than a few times, because in a lot of cases it's a normal part of dialogue for a lot of us now. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm on my phone, I don't really know, and I don't want to spend the time to type all of this crap out, so Google, you know? But let's try to do it at least, you know, once, if the question comes up.
Try to see what people's response is if they ask you, like, can you just Google this for me? And you try to start a dialogue instead. That too. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
So that'll be our challenge. We'll report back on if any of us remember to do it next week. One thing we forgot to do at the end of last time, and we should really do this time around, is if you have anything you want people to find you on social media, now would be a good time to do it. We'll start with, you can find the podcast stuff at TPLS Official on YouTube. I think we're TPLS Official on Twitch as well, and I may start to switch Twitch streaming soonish, doing just random things.
Nice.
You can also find us, and I don't remember the name, at Pliss Official, Pliss underscore official. Wait. No. Pliss Official. Capital O, capital Pliss, on Twitter. And you can find me at Redbreard, which is R-E-D-B-R-E-A-R-D, because I can't spell Redbeard when I was a kid, on
because
Twitter.
Because of you, I still can't spell beard easily. On my art history test, we had to talk about the Egyptians wearing fake beards, and I was like, okay, how do I spell this right without spelling breard?
I'll tell you something. Here's a hint, it doesn't have two R's. Just remember, and you're fine. That's it. Don't put a second R in. That makes no sense.
I was like 12, and it was my first WoW character.
That's okay.
And the best part is, it's never taken, because nobody's dumb enough to misspell Redbeard that way.
That's good. That's actually pretty clever. Alright, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Doc Von Derwin, DocVonDerwin. And add me on Facebook, do whatever. I'm probably going to get into other social media. I have stuff on YouTube. I have a movie that I made back when I was in high school called Mega Mormon. That would be under D-Pad Derwin is my YouTube name. And I'm probably going to have some more stuff being uploaded soon because I'm working working with a partner of mine and trying to develop more like funny ideas and video game reference kind of stuff, pop culture.
Nice. Anybody else want to share? You don't have to.
I don't have anything right now. I'm thinking about restarting up my blog, but most of my Instagram and Twitter is about cheerleading, so.
And of course, you can always find us at the podcast lot. Shit, I don't remember the name of our URL. I'm tired. Well, because I added the duh for some of the things. All right, you can find us at podcastlostinspace.com. We have a whole bunch of Twitter stuff up there. This video will be up there, and will the audio version when I get around to rendering that out, too. Cool. Thanks for watching. I think people have to go over and do their things now.
Hey,
bye.
Hey.
Watch the Seahawks today.